Hi there, it's Dan here from Flex, and today we're going to talk about how to sell a crap load of AI automation to clients with no ad spend. Let's dive in. So it's 2024, and we're living in a world now where AI is starting to infiltrate the business arena. Businesses are starting to adopt this and implement AI automation inside their business to help with things like lead generation, reactivating databases, document collection, customer support, live chat. All of this type of stuff is just happening right now. And I've always said, us marketing agencies, people that are in the game and have been in the game a while, are perfectly positioned to transition our clients over to AI and start implementing AI solutions into their business. So I call it kind of getting the claws in, right? Because we're the conduit between AI and the business doesn't know how to implement this stuff. So we're in a really good position. I have a community of people who are selling AI automation to their clients, and some are absolutely crushing it, making a ton of money, and it's brilliant. It's really good to see. Others really struggle to get conversations going with clients after they've exhausted their warm audience, their existing clients and people like that. They often come to me and say, Dan, like, I just can't get it to work. We call them coffee dates. We have Zoom calls where we do a demo and sell people that way. I can't get any coffee dates, Dan, from cold traffic. I just can't do it. What do I do? Do I do cold email automation and have like 10 different email addresses and send 1,000 messages a day, all of that type of stuff? But I'm just like, yeah, you can do that. But the way I've always operated is I try and personalize my outreach. I'd rather reach out to 10 people and take my time to do that than reach out to 1,000 people with the same templated outreach message. I'm all about building relationships in business. I try to be as personal as possible when I kind of chat to people. I notice things and I make sure that I use that with my outreach. Okay, so what I decided to do today is record myself just basically going through what I would do for a couple of hours each morning in order to get more kind of coffee dates than I knew what to do with. 2 hours might sound like a lot of time, but if you set aside that time and you just do that for 2 hours using the methodology that I show you in this video, I promise you, you'll have more conversations and clients and income coming in than you know what to do with. In this video, what I lead with is database reactivation with AI and SMS. I've got a free course on how to do this. It's called the Prince Charming Challenge. There'll be a link below. Basically, what we do is we reach out to clients and ask if they've got any old leads. And if they have, then what we do is we get them to pass over that file of old customers. We send an SMS to their database and AI goes back and forth and books them into an appointment. And we do this on a performance basis, which means that clients very rarely say no, because these are old leads that are now dead. So without further ado, I'm going to take you over to my recording where I show you how I did it, what I do, and how easy this is, and how you can do it yourself. I'll speak to you in a bit.
Hello, everyone. Brian's posted something about how much noise there is out there, marketers, VA agencies, spamming, just a load of shit going on that makes it hard to get through to people that we can help and get on coffee dates. So I just thought, rather than type an answer here, why don't we just go through a little demo of kind of what I would do. And this is not planned at all, but I reckon if I did 2 hours of this per day, then there'd be more opportunities than I know what to do with, right? So let's dive in. I always like Facebook, right? So always start with people that you know, by the way. That's always a good thing to do. So I'm just going to scroll down here and see. So I know Tom. And I've seen that he's bragging about his kid, and he's got a son here who's looking at getting into marketing. So, hey, bud, how you doing? I see your son is getting into the marketing game. See how I'm going with something that's current that I know he's going to get back to, because he's obviously very proud. Marketing game for his sins. Yeah, add a bit of, you must be proud dad. Listen, I know you work with roofers, and you know what I do. So if these people, like, he knows what I do, right? He knows that I do AI reactivation, right? But a lot of people wouldn't know what you do. So you want to transition, but I'll talk about that in a sec, right? Listen, I know you work with roofers, and you know that I help peeps. You know that I help people like your roofers, people like your roofers. I was wondering if there are any deals. I was wondering if we could make some money together. We could make some money together. Money together. Right? So if it's one of your friends that you know is in marketing, which it's probably highly likely because you're in marketing, you'll know what they do. Find something they're posting about that they're quite proud of, or, you know, obviously they are because they're posting about it, something important in their life. Relate your outreach to that so you know they're going to get back. Your message might be, listen, I see that you've got lots of roofers in your network. I've got a way. I'm going to type this out in a sec, right, so you can copy it. All right, so that's going to go. Notepad, I'm going to copy this. Copy. Let's go back up here. Proud Dad, I know you work with roofers. You've got my case study, I believe. So you should be able to reference that if you want, but let me just think. I know you work with roofers. I am. I'm also doing some cool stuff in this space. Database reactivation with AI on a performance basis. Roofers would just pay us when a sale is made. Or an appointment. It's booked. Actually, thinking about it, I think I'm selling too much in that first message. I'll do a short message, right? Keep it intriguing. Actually, I'll probably just do that. How's things? It's barbecue conversation, right? How's things? Ask how things going. And then once he gets back, about what he's doing with his business and how things are going, then you might want to start going in there and making an offer for him to introduce you, or you can make some money together, or whatever that might be. Okay, so that's how I would do that, right? Let's have a look at someone else. So that's one opportunity that's going to happen. Let's have a look who's commenting. Anyone I know there? No. Okay. Focus on SaaS. Ideally performance-based. So, nothing held back group. Is this... So, are they calling... Are they cold calling? Or is this a app? This is just the way my mind works. It's so easy, guys, Pat Audience. Are they cold calling, or is it an opted in in database, right? I want to put my feelers out to see if it's an opted-in database, right? And then I might be able to help on DM. I'd say, oh yeah, man, I think I can help. I would, if it's cold calling, I probably wouldn't get in there, right? But if it's an opted-in database, I'd say, DM me, man. I've got something to that I think I can help you with, right? That one's there. Troy Dean. This guy's a bit of a guru. Yeah, I'm not going to get involved with him because he's got his own stuff, really. Paperlead Ninjas is in my group. Website and SEO leads. Contact me for more info. So this guy's obviously got an oversupply of leads, and he's probably selling them in, let's have a look at him, Alex Hall. He's promoting in my group. Look down here. So in England. So Alex is already on there. DM me. I'm not sure whether he's in, probably in Roya. So well done if you are. So he's got electrical and rewiring leads. Okay, probably hasn't got enough clients if he's got too many leads. But let's just see. You guys could just. I might just say that because I don't want to DM him if he's not going to be someone that's a potential fit, right? I don't even want to have that conversation. So I might say clients, too many. I want to see if he's got clients, right? If he's got clients, then they've got a database. And I could do a deal with him for an introduction to that database. Too many leads for your clients. Okay. And then I'll wait to see what he gets back with. All right. That's an ad. Everything in my newsfeed is an opportunity, right? And it should be in yours too. Why should I pay to add my business to a directory? No, it doesn't excite me. Sorry, what else have we got? He's got stuck in a rut. What's this guy doing? He's selling an agency training program. Sorry, but this is a bit boring. A small client is looking for commercial, often but not limited to shopping centers. Decision makers and influencers are not easy to inform. Right, so this is an example of where I would help someone, right? Because we know that he's got clients. Okay, commercial gardening clients, often but not limited to shopping centers, medical centers. Right, okay, so his client is doing the maintenance in the gardens for businesses. How would you go about targeting wise? The decision makers and influencers are not easy to, so I would say, I don't think this This is where you can use your experience, right? Don't think this is an advertising campaign, a digital advertising. I would think it's more. Suited to direct mail or flyers. What is their offer? What is their offer that makes that is special? Okay. It's too heavy for me to read Facebook tracking. So this guy is in e-commerce. I know him. He's a pretty smart dude. He's got a big audience and he's... So I'm not going to do it, but I would comment on his post and you know, he's proud of his post, right? He's put effort into it. So I would give him some love on that. And then I would say something like, how's your e-com stuff going, dude? Question mark. Okay. Do you see what I mean? Like, I've been going for like 10 minutes here. If I did 2 hours of this per day, I've probably got 3 or 4 conversations going already. And I could get 10 to 15 in 2 or 3 hours. And I could get probably a couple of coffee dates per day just from doing this, right? And I don't think it's anything to do with me knowing people. So someone's making a really badly informed decision about that. So I would have a look at the people that are commenting on this one, right? Because he's probably getting a lot of people disagreeing with him. These are all agencies, so perfect for referrals, right? There's just a Neil's in Neil's in Roya. Yeah, well done, mate. Commenting, but I'd get in there and maybe comment on each of these and make a relationship with each of these people. Right, there's 40 agencies in there that have got clients, right? My message to those people, you know, when you get past the barbecue conversation, would be something like, right, let me think here. And by the way, while I think about it, right, when you're posting to people or commenting to people or DMing people, sorry, you want to have a little look at something that's going on in their profile. This guy's into boxing. It looks, I don't even know where that is. Where's he living? Not sure. I'd say congrats on your first client on this guy's a smaller, like he's got his first client, right? So he's probably like a good guy to get into Roya, right? So I could easily, I'm lucky I have an info product to sell him, but I could easily have a conversation with him based on some of the success he's having. You want to find something that is very unique about this person. RT Digital Media, she's got 2 kids. I can't because I'm not her friend. I can't see it. Like I'm my friend or something, right? This person's just got 3 new clients, Kingdom Consultant. What did he say? So I'd mention, what's his name? Okay, 3 new clients to manage their social media and no idea how to use them and also AI. Okay, I mean, an agency built on managing social media is like not much value being added there. So I'd probably reach out to him and say, what's the return like on that social media management? What do you think about a way to put money in, more money in your client's pocket and also yours, right? He could be managing, if someone's paying you to manage their social media, they're probably a decent sized company, right? So that's another in. It's just, you've got to think a little bit laterally here. Where was I? So when you're ready to make your offer, I am looking for, no. So after you've been through the barbecue and you've built that relationship and then, and they kind of trust you a little bit more. So I would say what type, you know, type of clients do you have? Right. They say, let me think, you know, mortgage, they're in mortgage clients. Okay, cool. Are they spending on ads? So remember our criteria that we want to work with is they've got a database, say more than 5K. You know, we can obviously be more relaxed with this if we're desperate for clients. We really want to get going and just helping. They're spending on advertising. Are they advertising? And what's the other thing? Do they have a sales team, right? Okay, so we've got those three things here. So after we've got the barbecue happening and we've mentioned something that is in their social media that they're proud of on their post or whatever, then we want to go into this qualifying criteria. And if they have got all of those things and they match that criteria, then we can talk about, okay, cool. Okay, cool. I help. I'm doing some pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff with clients like yours. Like yours. Yours on a performance basis. I could cut you in. Is it worth using SMS and AI? Using SMS and AI. I was wondering if I could, would it be worth explaining more? Explaining more. If I could cut you sweet 20%. Cut you in on a sweet 20%. Sweet 20%. Okay. And if they say yes, then you might say maybe it's best rather than, because remember you've got your case study, right? Rather than me, this is the Roya case. This is the case study that we've got in Roya. Rather than me bumbling, I have a case study that explains more. More, and then you just fire over the case study document, which you guys have got. You got the video. You've got the video and the Google Doc one, right? So that's kind of what I would do. And there's no rhyme or reason for it. You've just got to really have intuition and understand the situation that the person you're talking to is in. You want to develop that rapport. And then you want to go into making a kind of offer like this, right? Pretty, you could do this on LinkedIn as well, right? There's probably more people hanging out on LinkedIn with something like this, but 2 hours, at least 1 hour, one coffee date per hour, I would say. If you want to do 8 hours and get eight coffee dates and get super busy, then you should do that. All right. Depends how hungry you are. All right, guys, see you later.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that little snippet of me going through many different scenarios where I'm just kind of reaching out and having conversations with people. I call it barbecue conversation, where it's very informal. It just works. I've been doing it for years. I don't really kind of do strategy sessions and things like that anymore. I only do demos after people come to me and say that they're interested and I know that I want to work with them. Okay, I'm not forcing them to do anything and I let the demo and AI do its thing. It's very powerful. And I promise you, as I said before, I promise you that if you do this for 2 hours a day and get motivated, set alarms or whatever it needs to be, switch off your devices and your phone, and you just sit there and do it for 2 hours per day, you're going to have more business than you know what to do with. Business is built on relationships. And if you're able to have conversations and build relationships, good things are happening, especially when you have this AI offer in front of them. Please do have a go at this. Please let me know how it goes in the comments below. And as I said, if you want to find out more about how to do database reactivation with AI and SMS, then there's a free challenge. It's called the Prince Charming Challenge in the links below. Check it out. You're going to love it. It's good stuff. Take care.